Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Beautiful sounds coming there from Infinite. Able God, He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think of or even imagine. That's our God. We can rely on Him. We can trust in Him. Hold on to Him and hold on to His word. He is His word. Bona, He's not a man of His word. That's still... He is the word Himself. He is His word. So He keeps His word above all. On the line, I'm joined by Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. And I'm sorry, ma, that you have to hold the phone like that. I'm so sorry.
Do we have to tell everybody? I thought it just be between us.
See, I tried not to laugh. But well, the
good
joy of the Lord.
Good morning, Radio Pulpit family.
Good morning to you. And how are you, ma'am?
I'm doing very well. Again, excited to be with the Radio Pulpit family and everybody who's in the marketplace. I trust a lot of the people listening to us are from the marketplace, those who are at home. I want to just greet everybody.
And there are those who are
on the line this morning, and the IMS partners as well, those who are dialing in from our community. I also want to say to them, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning.
And I love the fact that some of those who are tuned in, their houses are their marketplace. Their homes are their marketplace.
That is it. So are you talking about those who are working from home, or is it that they're at home, they don't have a...
No, they are working from home. They are working. They use their grounds as business for them.
And those, you know, that is one of the amazing things that COVID did, because now we know you don't have to have an expensive building. You don't have to pay rent. You don't have to do all sorts of things that used to be barriers to entry into business. So that has been broken down. So I tell people, you can go global tomorrow from your bedroom. Right there, I've dropped the mic already. You can go global from your bedroom tomorrow.
Yeah, you can go global tomorrow. Ma, we don't have much time today because your technology was just busy technologizing us. I just need us in this 5 minutes to start with the 7 D's and then take a break just after 5 minutes. What are these 7 D's? I was like, D's? What? D's?
Seven.
Yes. It's too much.
I always bring something. I always bring another, come from another angle.
Yeah.
So the 7 D's that I want to talk about, and it's the 7 D's that keep believers from fulfilling their purpose in the marketplace. 7 D's that keep us from fulfilling our purpose in the marketplace. Number one, duty. Duty, laboring under duty. Mm-hmm. Number two, discouragement. People are discouraged in the marketplace. They're not bringing their A game. Defeat, another one that is crippling and paralyzing a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Division. My goodness, I've dropped a big mic there. Division. Mm-hmm. No unity. People are working alone, isolated. Now that you are running your business from your bedroom, you think that that is all the world is. No, come out of there. The next one is delay. Oh, that's a big one. I'm waiting for something. I'm waiting for funding. I'm waiting for resources. I'm waiting for skills. I'm waiting for my logo. That is delay. Then distraction. Wow, this one is the biggest one. Distraction. Just something else that has your attention, and then finally, deception. Deception. So those are the 7 D's that are keeping us from fulfilling our purpose in the marketplace.
So it's duty, it's discouragement.
Duty, discouragement, defeat, division, delay, distraction, deception.
Okay, then. Sure.
Yeah. So I want to talk about today about you thinking about which one of these, as we're unpacking them, are the reason why you are still staying stuck at the place where you are today. Why have you not moved forward? Why have you not taken a step of faith? Why have you not believed God that what He told you, He told you? And you and a person who believes someone will take action on what that person has said. If I trust God and God says to me, go on mission to the nations. The Lord told me once, the reason why you have not packed your bag, because you're waiting for the money. But you're not ready to go to the nations because you haven't packed any of your suitcases. So now every time the Lord sends me to the nations, I first start packing my bag. I don't first consult my bank account. Mm. I used to, but I learned that very precious lesson. So that delay, you getting delayed, you are sitting back, you are waiting for something. And distraction, as I said, there's lots of things that needs our attention. And sometimes I myself will not even move and do my marketplace ministry if I don't deal with the distractions in my life. So really, this is a big one. This is a real big one. And what we want to do is when we identify, you know, you can't deal with something that you don't identify. This is the problem.
Yeah.
Once you start to identify which of these is it actually for me, which are the top things? Because what I was saying to people is, let's look at now you are 9 months, 10 months into the year, 10 and a half actually.
Yeah.
You are 10 and a half months into the year. You've got 2.5 months. You've got 1.5 months left. If the Lord asks you to give an account for the gift, the talents, the life, the breath, everything he has given to you for this year, what would you say you have done with it?
Mm.
How would you give an account? Mm. The masters gave them talents and he came back and he said, give an account for what I've given to you. And he was not pleased with the one that says, I didn't do anything with it. In fact, I just kept it here. In fact, I knew you were coming and asking questions. In fact, even blaming the master after having been given a talent. So I want us to identify which of these deeds, because if we don't identify it, we keep on being tripped up by it. We keep on staying stuck in the same place, and we keep on not moving forward. And next year you want more prayer, more anointing, more something, and still you are not taking action. So that is why this is really deep in my heart. I was even teaching it. I've taught this like for 3 weeks because it is just every time I pray about it, the Lord says to me, there's more to talk to them about under these areas.
Okay, then. Just hold it right there, Ma. Let's do this and then we continue.
Radio with Higher Purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Family, do remember, take note that we are currently off air on 657 AM due to vandalism at our Centec transmitter site. But don't worry, our broadcast continues uninterrupted. You can still listen to us anytime on this Radio Pulpit app or visit our website at www.radiopulpit.co.za. And remember, you can also tune in to Radio Pulpit Chigelele and Radio Council Hartlank, streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And yes, my family, stay connected, stay inspired, only on Radio Pulpit. And my family, you can visit our website, radiopulpit.co.za. It is radiopulpit.co.za.
Just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
We are talking to Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. We're talking on the 7 Ds that keeps Christians from fulfilling their purpose in the marketplace. It's supposed to be all about Christ. It's supposed to be all about Him in our lives and whenever we are out there. We cannot go on being defeated like this, Ma?
No, we can't, because we have been given so much. God has invested so much in us. God has given us so much. So we really have to make sure that we are hearing the word of God and we're acting on it. You know, the Bible tells us you can't be hearers of the word and not doers of the word. And we are keeping on encouraging, encouraging and encouraging. We're praying with you. We are praying for you. And then we must take action. That is just what it is. And can I just want to give a scripture on that. Matthew 20. Matthew 20 says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard." And that is what it is. We are laborers in the vineyard of God, and even in the marketplace, especially in the marketplace. It says, "Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into the vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace." And we know that scripture goes on. He still went out again at the sixth hour, more people idle. At the 11th hour, still people were idle in the marketplace. So we're saying, if you don't deal with these deeds in your life, you are going to be one of those people that we are going to classify as being idle in the marketplace. So this one is a big one, because you are in the marketplace. You've already been employed. You've already been given promises that if you do this, this is what you're going to do. We're going to inherit the kingdom of God. But you are still idle there. So that is why I'm saying the most important part is you need to identify which of these seven D's are the area where I am getting stuck.
Yeah.
Or else if you don't see which one it is, you are not going to move forward.
Okay. Let's take them, break them down one by one, Ma.
Okay, wonderful. Number one, I thought you'd never ask. Number one, duty. Duty, I said, going through the motions. Many of us are there in the marketplace. And when I, you know, when the Bible says idle, as an HR practitioner, I can tell you, many people are sitting in their seats, in the offices, in front of a computer, on the Wi-Fi, and they are idle. They are just there. I'm here to do FaceTime. I'm not productive. I'm not doing much. I'm just trying to fly under the radar. I'm watching my clock. Oh, my gosh, can I get out of this place already? When is it 5 o'clock? Thank God it's Friday. All those kind of attitudes are people laboring under duty, just going through the motions. No passion, no purpose, no excellence. I've dropped the mic. No passion, no purpose, no excellence. So the person who's listening to me today, are you passionate about what you're doing in the marketplace, about your job as a receptionist, as a tech, as a marketing person? Are you passionate about that? Are you excellent about it? We can falla here.
Sure.
We can falla right here. People are not excellent, but they think that God is happy when we are doing our work haphazardly.
But no.
When we are doing our work in such a way that your boss cannot even come back and recommend you for anything.
Okay, but now what makes people to get to that point where they are idle and they don't have, it looks even like they don't even have a purpose?
Because they do not understand why they're there. You know, every company, when you join them, they will tell you, this is the vision of this company. This is the mission of this company. These are the values of this company. This is why this company exists. That is called a purpose statement. This company, Radio Pulpit, is in media for this reason. So anybody that joins must lock into that purpose and also make sure that every day when you come to work, you are fulfilling that purpose. The same thing with Jesus. You are on the Great Commission. There is a purpose here. There's a mission here. There's a Great Commission here. Are you on board with that? Now, if you are not on board, that is when we see no passion. Like, I'm just here for a paycheck, people. I'm just here waiting for the end of the month. I'm just here for that. So that is the first thing. When you're under duty, you do not even know why you are there. So for marketplace people, I always tell you that Jesus was in the marketplace every day, and he's given us gifts, talents, and abilities, and that is our mission field. So God has given you those talents specifically for you to be operating in that marketplace, and that is your place of provision. But nobody is happy to pay you a paycheck when you are not doing your best. Nobody's happy to do that. Even yourself. If you employ people, and that is a really good test for you, just employ the first person who has the very same attitude that you may be having today about your job and your boss, and you will see how you feel about paying someone when you know what it takes for you to get that money to pay them, and they don't care about your business. So we are there for income we are not there for significance. We are not there to make a difference. And that really is an indictment that I want us to change as believers.
Yeah.
We should be the most sought after employees. We should be the most sought after business people. We should be the most sought after entrepreneurs, because when there's something wrong with your product, if your person is excellent and you are representing the kingdom of God, you are not going to have any shady story. You are just going to go take the product back, fix it up, even give the person more than what you had, because you know the kingdom of God works like sowing and reaping.
Yeah, yeah.
So what you sow, you are going to reap. So you are not going to have any story about what is wrong with your product like everybody else has. You know, the shops will tell you, bring the receipt. This thing is warranty. It's like a fridge or something.
Mm.
It's got a warranty of a year or 2 years, but bring us back the receipt. So how many receipts do they think we need to keep in our houses waiting for this product to break down?
Yeah.
How many? So you see, that attitude is not the attitude of children of God. We must be complete. We should actually change those things, so that people say, you know what, I can't even do business with this person. I need to go to this person because they understand and they have integrity in business. They have excellence in their jobs. They do their skills. They carry them out with excellence. So that is the kind of person I want to deal with. Not this one who's asking me for receipts after 18 months. Where am I even going to find that receipt?
Mm. Yeah, ne?
So that's duty. So you must make things happen. I like it when it's this quiet here in Kingdom Land.
Mm-hmm.
So duty. Then the second one is discouragement. Can I move on to the second one?
Yes.
Or do you have a question?
I'm waiting for you to go, because I'm also don't want us to lose our time with you as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Much of it has been chowed.
The second one is discouragement. Mm-hmm. Discouragement. People are discouraged in the marketplace. Now, if we are people of faith, how do we get stuck at a place of discouragement, right?
Mm.
And we go through life, we go through experiences, but we don't stay there.
Mm.
It says you can cast down a righteous person 7 times and the eighth time he will arise.
Mm.
Every time we must get up. So what is quite worrying for me is that when I speak to believers in the marketplace, I hear them saying things like, you don't know what it's out there. Yes, I do. I'm in the marketplace.
Mm.
You don't understand. People want me to run my business this way, and I can't because it's not in line with my faith. I am facing those same challenges. But I haven't given up.
Yeah.
Because if I really believe in God and I really believe the word of God, then I know that I am going to come out victorious. Because the Bible says I'm more than a conqueror.
Mm.
You are more than a conqueror. You are not the head. You are not the tail. You are the head. You are going to come out victorious if you don't give up. So we all can't go out of business, because when we are in business, people ask us to do things that are not in line with our faith, our beliefs, the way we operate in the kingdom.
Mm.
And some people just park themselves there. You don't know what it's like. I'm discouraged. Nobody pays my invoices. This has happened. This has happened. That is not the mentality of a champion. And that is why the theme of the conference that we're having is raising champions. So it means that person has a posture of when they're operating in the marketplace, they don't give up, they don't give in, they don't throw their hands up and say, I'm shutting shop.
So you should.
Even if you're listening to me today, and you had to close down your business, it doesn't mean you don't have to open it up again.
So you should go
out. We have many examples in the Bible where people, things went wrong, their character, all sorts of mistakes they've made. But did God discard them?
Mm-mm.
Did God say, no, you know what, you are just like, you're not good enough. Like, let me just go and look for somebody else. The very reason why their stories are there is to tell us how they bounce back from those incredible challenges they had to face.
Mm.
Yes, I'm listening.
So it means that we should go out as soldiers whenever we are going out. Go out prepared that, yes, you will get some huddles there and there, but you need
that
to be.
That is what the marketplace is about, period. It's about competition.
Mm.
It's about conflict. It's about contention. Everybody wants the deal. Everybody wants the job. And there's not enough jobs and enough deals for everybody.
Mm.
So you must have that posture, exactly what you were saying. You must have the posture that when I'm going out there, I'm preparing for war.
Mm.
I'm preparing for challenges. I'm preparing that things are not going to be easy. But if you don't expect that, then you'll come back and complain all the time, complaining. But our posture should be different. So really, we don't have to be overwhelmed by discouragement, depression, despair, I'm giving up. You really must have the mentality that I am going to win. I'm going to try and try again. You know, people, these people that we read about in books,
yeah.
The most amazing thing about their stories, if you really read their stories, mm-hmm. they will tell you how many times they failed. Mm. They will tell you how many lessons they learned from failing.
Of course.
But today, why are we knowing their stories? Is because they did not cement themselves in discouragement. In fact, some of them were sacked from their jobs.
Yeah.
And today they're telling you, oh, thank God I was sacked from that job because I would still be an employee today if they didn't sack me from that job
for me to open my company. Yeah, I wouldn't even know the abilities I have.
The talents, the capabilities you have because you wanted to cement yourself in that while God had better in store for you.
Mm.
So I really want us to talk. And family, because we are family, I'm just like, can we get away from laziness? Can we get away from just that posture of slothfulness? Can we just get away from it? Nobody wants to employ someone like that. So I want you to think about, if you are that person who always likes to complain, who always likes to think there's an easy road for some people, there is no such thing. If the Son of God himself even had to die on the cross at the hands of the people he created, then there is no easy road. He said, if they persecuted me, they are going to persecute you. So be ready for that and just get on with the mission. Third one.
Yeah.
Defeat.
Yeah.
Defeatist mentality. And I think discouragement and defeat are very close. That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
But a lot of us are operating under a lie identity. I've dropped the mic right there. Instead of our true identity. Lie identity, this is not true about me. You're never going to make it. This business is not going to succeed. I'm not good enough. I need this. I can't do this until this happens, until this happens. That's a lie identity. But we know that the Word of God says we have a true identity in Christ. So I want you to start to think, what is the identity of a champion?
Yeah.
What is it that a champion does in order to get beyond things? Because if people are not writing books out there, we're seeing them on the news, we're seeing them because they were sitting there cementing themselves in an identity. They rose up to the identity, believing that it is possible. So that defeatist mentality, we must also get rid of.
Mm.
You must know that you have been raised by God for a greater purpose. He has a plan for your life already, and you just have to find out what that plan is and not always listen to what others are telling you and then succumbing to the defeat that you may have suffered.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they have gotten divorced like 10 years ago.
Mm.
Today, they talk about it as if it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
They
can't move
down.
Forward. Yeah.
They can't move, totally stuck. This is what I'm saying. These bees will keep you stuck for days and you'll be like the Israelites in the wilderness, 40 years, same place, going around the same mountain. So people of God, we must hear the voice of the Spirit today. And we must, as I said, you can hear it, but if you're not going to do it, you are not going to move forward. We are going to have another show and another show, and we are not going to move forward. So I'm really, really appealing to you today. It's about hearing, reviewing where am I stuck, and deciding this is what I'm going to do about moving forward in this area.
Mm.
So lie identity to identity, moving from lie identity to identity. And you know, sometimes people go from lie identity, what the enemy is saying about you, to my identity, your own identity, but we're going to our identity in Christ. Because even in my identity, you can still get stuck. Because you will, there you will be auditing, inventing yourself. I don't have this skill. I don't have this thing. I don't have this money. My identity. Because it's all about you and all about your efforts, and you're not factoring in the grace of God. You're not factoring in the faithfulness of God. You're not factoring in the mercy of God. There is so many things that God has promised us, especially in this area where we don't have enough, where we don't feel we don't have enough. My self-esteem issues, my self-confidence issues. That's why we have to be in our identity in Christ and not in our own identity. Then division. Oh my goodness.
I was asking myself when you said division, and I'm asking myself, does it start with internal division or does it start out there? Because, hey, sometimes oneself is divided.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
so
one self is divided.
One. Yeah. How can you be divided yourself?
But we do sometimes, we don't show, like a person would not even be quite
double-minded.
Sure. Yeah. There's this advert on TV that I saw. It's been there for some time. It's one of our fast food. And this person is so, what's the right word? Indecisive? What's the right word?
Indecisive.
Yeah. The person is like, What should I wait? So before he does something, he takes hours and hours because he's divided inside. How do you conquer that one first? Because I've met some people right in the marketplace, especially entrepreneurs, who would say, or somebody who aspires to be in that space, and you find a person saying, I'm not quite sure which one should I start with. There's so many. And the person never starts.
That's it. And that is really the next one after delay. But this, the one that you talk about now is distraction. Is a distraction. So I've got 10 ideas and I want to do 10 things at the same time. And at the end of the year, if you really review it, you have not done one. Because each one of them is going to need effort. It's going to need time. It's going to need concentration, focus, all of those things. But because you are distracted by so many things, you are not going to. And distraction, that I said distraction for me is the biggest one. I think is the one that catches most of us in the distractions. So so I think we really need to look at what are the distractions. So let me just deal with this one now.
Okay.
What are the distractions in our life? Where am I not focusing? So again, one good exercise to do is just to look back. As I said again, we are 10 and a half months into a 12-month calendar. What did you set out to do at the beginning of the year? What did you say you are going to accomplish? And 10 and a half months later, it's time to review. It's time to tell us, what have you done? How much of that have you accomplished? And why have you not accomplished it? Because a lot of us will tell you all our stories and excuses, but like, why not? Where's the distractions? Where's the defeat mentality? Where is the discouragement coming up? Where is the duty? I'm not excellent in anything that I'm doing. I'm just a scatterbrain doing all manner of things, just half-hearted. Everything's half-hearted. I sewn a dress half. I then decided, no, I'm going to do shoes, and then I do half a shoe. Then I decided, no, 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 I'm going to do handbags, and then you do half a handbag. And at the end of the day, all these things are half done. So you have to know what is the thing that distracts you. Television. Can I just drop the mic with that one? The amount of hours we spend on watching television. And television is, you're watching somebody else doing what they set out to do. That TV show was somebody's dream. That TV show was somebody's idea. So you're actually watching other people doing life whilst your life is not going forward.
Alrighty then. Let's do this again. The last time, a break, and then let's continue on this. Oh my Lord, help us.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It's just for you. You have until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we cross over to Perspective with Germany Yanni Belsa. And right now, I'm with Ambassador Prudence Muchimima. I don't think we are going to be able to finish these today. I don't see us finishing them today, but we can still continue in the coming coming weeks. Sure. These are what holds us back from fulfilling our purposes in the marketplace. And I'm just looking at these and I'm thinking, these to me look like the small, or what do we, foxes. The small foxes that burn the field.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes we think that others have it easier. We think that it's easier for them. They don't understand. They don't know what I've been through. God knows what you've been through. There are people going through trauma in life, trauma in the marketplace even. But you must be confident that God knows it, and God is going to bring you through. So this is what we're saying. The one of the D's is delay. And delay is about excuses. Not the right time. I'm not in the right space. I've dropped another mic right there. I'm not the right frame of mind. It's not God's timing. Oh, my gosh, that's another Christianese. It's never God's timing. Now this year, it's about the business. And, you know, the economy is not good. Next year, it's about your personal reasons. Next year, you are studying. It's never a good time. But the people who are achieving it under the same circumstances, in the same economy, in the same nation where there are no jobs for young people, there are some people who are moving forward. There are some people who are progressing. There are some people they are advancing. Why? Because they're pushing. They're pushing in faith, and they are pushing in the natural. The Bible says, show me your faith without your works. Faith without works is dead. So you who have faith, who claim to have faith, because we say we are people of faith, show me your faith by your works. That's how we would know. So even that, and that is why people are idle in the marketplace, and that is why I've brought a very strong word of encouragement today. We are all facing circumstances that are challenging, that are difficult, but we are not sitting down. We are not staying stuck. We must move forward. So you must press through. And that is why we're saying we are here for your equipping. The International Marketplace Summit is all about equipping people, because you will not know why you are stuck, and you will not know what you can do to get unstuck. And that is the people that we are looking for, because we know that you will fall into these challenges in the marketplace. And how can we be of assistance to you?
Sure. Okay, so we have the duty, the discouragement, defeat, destruction. You touched on delay, going back to division.
Division.
But okay, Ma, I heard you, I heard you earlier. But are we still going to say that that person is not also divided inside as well? How do you conquer that within you?
Yes. So a double-minded man, the Bible has already told us, is unstable in all his ways, and he's not going to go anyway. So that's the first thing. A double-minded man, that's the internal. And I started by, and I touched that a little bit on discouragement, because you're double-minded already. So you're like, I'm doing it, I'm not doing it. Is it going to work? It's not going to work. Other people did it. It didn't work for them. So you're just double-minded. You cannot win in the marketplace. You cannot. What do you think about my product? That person is not consulting you about their product. Can you already do what God has told you to do? Period. Sew the dress, sell the dress, and sell the next dress. Sew the next dress. That is just what it is. So with the words. So the answer is, how do you get beyond that? By the words. And that is coming out of identity again. My identity is, I'm not going to win. I'm going to be defeated. My identity is distorted. I'm not sure about myself. I'm uncertain. I'm suffering from all kind of issues with my identity. Rejection, fear, anxiety. That's the double-minded person. And that's the person who may have these internal challenges that you're talking about. That is internally conflicted or internally not secure. I want to also talk about division outside, because this is a huge problem amongst us. Lack of partnership, lack of collaboration, disunity.
Sure.
Now, Peter had a big boat of fish. It was even sinking the boat. And the Bible tells us he had to call his partners. Now, imagine if he had no partners, if he operates like most of us operate. No, it's just me and my family and I. I'm just my business. I just want to prosper by myself. So now your boat is sinking. What are you going to do? Actually leave it to sink or call partners?
Mm-hmm. You have to call partners.
What are you going to do?
You have to call partners. You can't do it alone.
Do you know other people of other faith never will say, no, this project is too big for me. They'll say, okay, so I came here for a 500,000 project and you say this project is 3 million.
Mm.
And then they will ask you, okay, what's your capacity?
Mm.
Instead of the person saying, give me 3 days a week, I'm coming back with my capacity.
Yeah.
They will say to you, no, this is too big for me. I'll rather leave it.
Huh?
But a person of the Muslim faith will tell you, okay, just give me a couple of days.
Okay, let's not mention other religions, ma, on air.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so but they work together. So they will get someone to say, come and help me, come and work in partnership so that we're able to do this, so that we're able to be a blessing.
Mm.
So that's the only point I was making, that you are able to bring people together to help you to rise and to deal with whatever thing you are doing that is bigger than how you are. What you can handle, what capacity you are able to manage at that time.
Mm.
So I think we can learn from others, though, by doing that. Because sometimes our lens is not the same. And sometimes I see that in work as well. People are networking. People are connecting with others. And then there are people that are not.
Mm.
So if a person does that, and that is another thing in the marketplace, when there are certain things that helps people to advance. If you don't do those things, you will not advance.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm saying that issue of division is something that we must also look at. How do I show up in the marketplace?
Wow.
Are there things that I can do better?
Okay.
And this is also in employment. I'll tell you because I'm an HR practitioner.
All right.
People are looking for jobs, they just go online and they look for a job. But they can call someone and say, I'm looking for a job. And that person's network may be the place where they will find the job. But if you're just looking for the job by yourself, maybe your network is not as extensive as somebody else's is.
Okay. Sure. I see messages coming in and they are coming in so late when we are just about to say goodbye. Yo, Mara, technology today. Okay, Palisa says, about being idle, I missed that. And can we have the scripture again? The scripture is Matthew 20. And a quick one about being idle.
One.
A quick one about being idle, Ma?
That you're not doing what you're supposed to do in the marketplace.
Mm.
And I said, I tie that to duty, that you're working in such a way that you could be seen to be idle because you're not progressing. You're not excellent. You're not passionate. You are not, bringing the characteristics that would help you to advance and not being idle.
Okay, then. Palisa continues to say, I'm in the workplace as an employee and as a believer. We need to repent as God is reminding us that we are in the workplace to represent Him and the kingdom. So true. Pastor Lungisani, hello to you. Good morning. How are you today? And he is listening right there. And Palisa continues to say, and then ask God to equip us to excel like Daniel and his friends. Colossians 3 verses 23 and also Proverbs 22 verses 29. Pastor Clement Massina, hello, 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 hello. And
hello.
Pastor Clement Massina also says, greetings, family. Great and informative show indeed. May this filter to all who think they cannot succeed in the marketplace. Ah, Muruti, thank you so much.
Amen.
Okay, time is up. Time is up. I can't read any further. I'm so sorry the messages came late. My queen, thank you so much.
Yes.
But what's happening quickly on the 8th of November, quickly fill us in. I know you still have deception. Hold it right there on deception. Let's talk about deception next week. What's happening on the 8th, quickly?
On the 8th of November, 9 to 5, we have the Marketplace Champions Conference with the theme Raising Champions in the Market, in the Marketplace and in Your Sphere of Influence. And it is at 133 First Road, Lynbrook Park, Sandton. And it's also virtual, so those who are not able to make it to the room, you are also able to buy tickets online and be there and really know how are you going to be a champion yourself in 2026. And in your sphere of influence. We have amazing speakers, so don't miss out. Make sure that you buy a ticket and you get your seat at the Marketplace Champions Conference.
All right, then. Tickets, where do we get the tickets?
on all our social media platforms on www.imsonline.co. That is our website, and then Facebook and LinkedIn is International Marketplace Summit. On YouTube is International Marketplace Summit, and then on Instagram is marketplacesummit.online. And then you can just find the link there, click through, and you'll get the tickets on Quicket.
All righty then. Thank you so much for talking to us. I feel so empowered. And I'm sorry, family, your message is coming in late when we are just about to say goodbye. But let's make sure that we pick up next week. We are in the marketplace for a purpose. We have to occupy until he comes. But what do we do in occupancy? What do we do? We are not idle. Love you so much, Ma. Thank you so much for talking
to
us this morning.
Thank you so much to all the listeners.
Such a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And yes, my family, that is Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. To find out more, you can just go to IMS Online. It's one word, imsonline.co, imsonline.co. I'm signing out. Next up is Germany, Yanni Belsa on Perspective. Leaving you with the sounds of Fallon Light. And the title of the song is Fix It. May God help us to fix it in our marketplace. Yes.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.